Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, joining thousands of you every week on hundreds of radio stations and in the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com to bring you up to date on several different things. Ideas, first of all, on how to make your farm successful in this era of huge challenge from the big mega farm and ag businesses, to bring you up to date on some of the latest news, things that are going on in the farm community that affect you. Seems to me we ought to know what the influences are, and then my opinion on some things that are going on. Sometimes it's stuff going on in my circle of farm friends. Sometimes it's a national overview. But this is an attempt to pinpoint the small farms matter discussion. I saw something that I wanted to sort of regurgitate for you about the question people are asking. A lot of the big farm outfits want you to ask yourself, why do small farms matter? What difference does it make where your food comes from? That's a great question, frankly. The food system, sustainable. The big farm outfits say farm size is the only piece of the equation that you have to understand. The bigger the farm, the better you're going to survive. I don't agree with that at all. I don't think it's proper. I think it's wrong thinking. I understand that a lot of people are buying up land, big users, people like Bill Gates, buying it up as an investment then to lease the land back to the farmers. So the farmers will never actually own the land. Some of the land that's distressed that's being bought, you know, I've talked about the tax implications of Biden's plan to put inheritance at 42%. So if you had a piece of property that was worth $1 million, you and I both know that most of the small farmers that we're familiar with don't have that much cash. So when they pass away, the family has to sell the farm or mortgage it so they can pay off what's owed to the government. That's really a lousy scenario. And so in terms of having it purchased, a lot of development companies, depends on where you are in the country. If you're in a suburban area like I am, the land gets purchased and put into houses. If you're out in the Midwest and the Mid-South and the land is sold, it's bought by somebody like Bill Gates or the Chinese so that they can control the land and they can rent it to people who can't afford to buy it. That's what's going on. I think it's a very unhealthy scenario. But the small versus large, whether that's the crux of the issue, a lot of people are arguing about whether the land should be sold. How do you keep somebody from buying land? Well, an American, Bill Gates, how do you keep him from buying land? You shouldn't. He pays the high price and the highest price, and that's where it goes. Not so with the Chinese. I don't think the Chinese should be allowed to buy any land. I don't think any foreign company should be, or a country, either or, should be allowed to buy land. It's like radio stations. There are companies that are purchased by a lot of food stores, a lot of groceries and drug stores are owned by European chains, a lot of English, some French, Italians, that sort of thing. But the Chinese really are coming on strong. Not only is the control of Smithfield Foods a big problem for us, I see that as a big problem. As a matter of fact, there's a consumer advocacy group that's suing the Chinese government, Smithfield, as well, for fueling fears of a meat shortage during the pandemic. This is once again the Chinese using it to their advantage to boost demand and to boost the prices more than anything else. They manipulated the news, the information, so that they could crank up the price. We all know what's going on, right? The price of food in the grocery stores or wherever you get it has gone sky high. And part of it is the results of what happened the last year and a half with COVID, and that was created by the Chinese. So you look at this, and a lot of people say, every week it's another thing about China. Why don't you lay off of it? Well, because I don't think it's important. I mean, I think it's really important to know where all of these things are going or why they're happening. And in my circumstance, I see this stuff. You look at Smithfield, and then you understand how our country is being manipulated by the Chinese, and, you know, there are a lot of different problems that aren't being necessarily addressed the way they ought to be. Anyway, I don't want to get off too much of a tangent there, but I wanted you to know that they're being sued. And so the next scenario here that I have to paint, the picture, if you will, for you, has to do with the Chinese again. But in this circumstance, we seem to be very excited in the farming community, the big farm people are, because the Chinese are buying a lot of our meat, they're buying a lot of our grain, they're buying a lot of corn and produce and stuff. So the farm people short-sightedly say, wow, look at the commodity prices going up because the Chinese need us. The Chinese can find plenty of other places to go to get meat, corn, soybeans, and that sort of thing. What they're doing, in my estimation, and what people are not talking about, is the dependency. We have found ourselves, in terms of our economic vitality, tied to the Chinese because they make all that cheap crap, and we've fallen for it in the fact that we buy it, and we've also sent our we've sent patents over there that they steal. We have things manufactured over there that they knock off and steal. Well, that's just another, this latest ploy here to sort of put the farmers to sleep. Isn't it great? The Chinese are fabulous. They're buying all this stuff from us. They're making us dependent on them. They're buying gobs. They're the biggest customer that we have. We're falling for quick money. And down the road, I think we're going to be sorry that we did it, like we're sorry we did a lot of other things with the Chinese. Just think about it. Give it some thought. If you look at the numbers, you look at the way that all of this is being played, the Chinese are once again making us dependent on them. They buy it all. So the more they buy, the more we sell them. That's great. Grow more and grow more and grow more. And then one year they decide we're going to buy all this stuff from Brazil or Chile or wherever, and they cut the price in half because we're selling them so much. What's that going to do to farming in America? It's not going to be good. That's really, I think, the bottom line. Food for thought, pardon the pun, here on the American Family Farmer. Let me spend a minute talking to you about your health and your well-being, something that I like to call your attention to. If you're eating a lot of good food that you're growing yourself, and you're doing a lot of work on the farm, you're exercising perhaps, whatever it is that you're doing to stay in shape, perfect. Keep it up. But if you haven't gotten yourself back into shape, maybe it's been years since you felt like you were in the great. I was visiting with a farmer yesterday, and he admitted he was in his 60s, a big, strong guy, but he's let himself go, and he's gained 25, 30 pounds that he ought not to have on. And he says, okay, you know, he wasn't asking me for advice. He was just telling me his story. And the story was that he wanted to lose some weight. So, you know me, I'm always the salesman. I said to him, well, go to this website, go to toploss.com, and look at the product Calitrin and see if that won't help you lose the weight. More importantly, keep it off, because that's really what the special message is here. You lose weight, yep, a lot of different ways to do that. Keeping it off, that's the trick. Calitrin is there for you, all natural product that will really help you rebuild your body while it protects sort of that line. You want to not go over that line as far as weight is concerned. Check it out right now. The DJV code will entitle you to 3 months free supply when you buy another 3 months. That's the deal at the moment. Free shipping as well. Discount code DJV when you buy Calitrin at toploss.com. Calitrin, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
The idea here is to promote some of the ideas that people are using to save their farms, make their family farms better, etc. So we've invited Andrew Miller, who is from
Skagit. Yep,
Skagit.
It's an Indian name. That's a G. Yep, like magic.
Okay,
we are halfway between Vancouver, BC, and Seattle, Washington, right on the water.
And Angela Spear is with us as well. She's the president and chief operating officer of Tulip Town.
About a year ago, we had our 25th high school reunion, and a bunch of us got together, and some had flown in from all over the country just to check in on each other. And we got talking about all of the exciting things that we've been doing in our lives, and we looked around and said, hey, maybe we should bring some of that here and do that here where we grew up. So we formed a private equity group. And we decided with some vision and some targeted capital, we could really focus on the things that grew us. Skagit Valley is a really unique place. As I mentioned before, we're halfway between Seattle and Vancouver, and we're on the third largest river system on the West Coast. And so we have phenomenal farmland. And one of the things that we wanted to focus on is what could we do to protect this farmland, and there's nothing more iconic in Skagit Valley than tulips. And Tulip Town was for sale, and we decided to buy Tulip Town and bring our experience in other sectors to this sector.
What was your experience?
I'm an attorney. I also have an MBA, and my two jobs previous to this, I was a crisis manager at Amazon for the global corporate side, and then I worked in economic development before we started this group.
Now, is this your full-time gig at the moment, or are you still dabbling in all the other things you were talking about?
No, this is a full-time gig. We also own a small organic flour mill, so I'm the CEO over there as well. So I've got a foot in two parts of the ag and food world, and they complement each other very well.
Are you the chief investor?
No. We across the group, we support that. So
everybody's in it. Angela, let's talk about you and how you came to be. Are you one of the co-conspirators here from the beginning?
I sure am. So the five of us that kind of started the private equity group, which is called Spinach Bus, we all grew up together and went to high school together and graduated from high school together in the same year. So we've known each other for a very long time. So, yes, I am one of the co-conspirators, and you couldn't have told me, you know, a year ago that I would have ended up. I actually live at Tulip Town on the farm.
Those of you who grow a lot of veggies, but you also have a lot of flowers, the people around here where I am are growing lots of flowers this year. And so maybe there's an interesting combo here that we can talk about as inspiration for what you can do maybe on your farm moving forward. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the farm. Moving on now into a little bit deeper, we'll dig a little deeper into this this farm. Both of you, Angela and Andrew, why was it important? You said you all got together at the high school reunion, et cetera, et cetera. So what is there that made this jump out at you as an opportunity for, well, just an opportunity for saving, for working, for doing? What is there that, you know, that flipped the switch? Andrew, let's start with you.
Well, we live in an amazing place, and we decided we're at the point in our careers where we wanted to give back to the community, and our farm is all about community and connection. And so we were able to kind of double down and say, hey, this is something that is so important to us that we're willing to reorganize our lives and our livelihood, frankly. To jump right into doing something that we enjoy, but that is absolutely critical for our community. The Tulip Festival that we have here in Skagit Valley creates about $65 million worth of tourism wow. for our community. And certainly our farm doesn't see that, but we're one of two growers in the valley. We can grow 80 different crops of commercial significance in Skagit Valley, and tulips is probably at the bottom of that in terms of actual production. But it's iconic. And so we jumped at that and said, hey, here's somewhere where we can put our stamp on and maybe bring some business innovation to the ways that people want to connect with each other and with agriculture and with horticulture. And so we said, this is really exciting. Let's do this.
All right. So, Angela, along comes this thing called the virus. And so the Tulip Festival that Andrew was talking about, not going to happen. Other things, I'm wondering what sort of activity on Tulip Town actually is encouraged at this point in time. But let's talk about, first of all, the cancellation of the festival. And that's really part of our focus here, is how you saved the farm, even though you were faced with the realities of its biggest, the bonus of being there is to have this festival, and you can't have it, so what do?
Right. So, well, we bought the farm. We just bought the farm actually a year ago tomorrow. And so this was our first Tulip Festival where we get 90 to 95% of our annual revenue. So the Tulip Festival was incredibly important to us, obviously. And, you know, with the virus, you know, we started talking about it early in the year. You know, we kind of, Andrew will tell you, he's a recovering, what is it, Andrew?
Oh, Air Force Intelligence Officer, once upon a time.
Yes. So he keeps his pulse on kind of what's going on in the world as a hobby. And so anyways, we started, you know, talking about it. And then, you know, as the festival got closer and California shut down, we realized that this is not going to be a normal year by any means. And we need to regroup and figure out what we can do to, you know,
survive.
Yeah. I mean, tulips are incredibly important, obviously, to our business and to our valley. So it wasn't just about us keeping our business afloat. It was about, like, how do we make sure we have tulips next year, mm-hmm. you know, to for the community as well. So we got together and we started, you know, get a whiteboard out and coming up with ideas of what we can do. And, you know, pretty quickly things came up. You know, we've never shipped flowers before, and it was pretty clear a lot of people needed and wanted to, one, support us, but they, you know, wanted that color and that life in their house. A lot of people were shut in at home or wherever they were living. And so, we opened a farm stand. We started shipping flowers. We did a campaign called Color for Courage.
All right, I want to talk more about how all these bits and pieces came together, given, again, your sort of non-agricultural background. Sounds like you landed on your feet pretty well. Andrew Miller is here, and Angela Speer from Tulip Town out in Washington State. Doug Steffen here on American Family Farmer Show this week.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators have reached an agreement on the framework of an infrastructure spending bill ahead of a Thursday meeting with President Biden. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins told reporters that there are still details that need to be worked out, including how to pay for the $1.2 trillion package. The announcement on the framework comes as Congress prepares to take a two-week recess for the Independence Day holiday, and as some Democrats work on crafting a $6 trillion package that would include spending for things like child care, changes to Medicare, and climate change, and would be paid for by tax hikes on the wealthy. And California Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall election. The state's Secretary of State confirmed Wednesday that her office had received more than 1.7 million verified signatures, enough to trigger a recall. That election is likely to be scheduled for this fall. If Newsom survives the recall, he would then be up for re-election in 2022. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Antivirus software company founder John McAfee was found dead Wednesday of an apparent suicide in his Barcelona jail cell. The 75-year-old tycoon reportedly died hours after his extradition to the United States on tax evasion charges was approved by a Spanish court. He had been held in jail since being arrested at Barcelona's international airport back in October. And a month away from the Tokyo Olympics, and some are questioning the COVID rules that the athletes will have to compete under. They include an alcohol ban in the Olympic Village, downloading several apps that will track their whereabouts, and the possibility of being fined or removed from the games for violation of those rules. But Olympic legend Michael Johnson says none of that will matter when the competition starts. The four-time gold medal-winning sprinter tells CNBC that once the athletes get to Tokyo, they'll get on with the business of competing.
They're going to stay focused on the prize. I mean, these athletes have been training for, you know, most of their adult life for this. They've been delayed by a year. They've had the uncertainty last spring as to whether the Olympics were going to be postponed or go on as scheduled in the summer of 2020. And now they know that they're actually going to happen. So they've been preparing to go out there. Once on the field of play or on the track or in the gym, in the pool, they're going to get on with the business of competition.
COVID rules for media, sponsors, and staff are expected to be released in the next few days. The Tokyo Games open on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer this half hour, I want to congratulate or I want to encourage people listening to KAOX in Shelley, Idaho, carrying the American Family Farmer Show, joining hundreds of other stations around the country who are listening, also taking the podcast as well. You can find that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, which is basically a summary, if you will, a reworking of some of the information from the previous week. The current podcast on the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com begins with a summary of the news that I always do. And then we talk to some college students who've created a link to match local farms that have excess crops to people who need them at family markets. The farmers markets, the family markets are really cool. And this is sort of a redistribution of the farms sending food where it needs to go. Great idea. So that's summarized in our most recent American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Meanwhile, back to Tulip Town and the two folks at the top of the ladder. Andrew Miller is the CEO. Angela Speer is the COO. And we're talking about how to the solution to having COVID kind of screw up this fabulous Tulip Festival, which is where most of the money came from. And it's the first year on their farm, And you must have said to the two of you, each other, yikes.
When you put all this money, yeah,
right?
But yikes is in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. Maybe a few expletives deleted as well. So,
it's a family show, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes. Fans of what we call it, the American Family Farmer.
There you go.
Yeah. But in terms of how your backgrounds have come to help you, it seemed to me both of you have certainly a social media background, and it looks like you have taken that to the fullest extent you could with online selling. People, explain a little bit more, Angela and Andrew, about what ideas, what was the thought process? How did you put the brain trust together to come up with stuff? Was it simple? Was it hard? Is it easy to do what you've done?
Well, I think, no, it's not easy to do what we've done, but we took this opportunity, and again, our background isn't, all of us have spent our lifetime solving problems of some sort or another, and so we had the confidence to come into farming, to come into to business, really, as a group, and we were able to move at the speed of trust. Like, I don't remember not knowing Angela, right? So we're in our mid-40s, and we went to first grade together. So to be able to come together around a problem, and I think, you know, with a background as a crisis manager, I was able to come up with a framework that we all agreed that this was going to be our approach, and that was that this crisis was going to drive creativity and some clarity as to our purpose, and then new connections with other like-minded businesses that were out there trying to do the same thing that we were, and that was just to survive. And once we got clear, really clear on our mission, which is not just to grow tulips, our mission is to connect through agriculture and to connect through the beauty and the joy, really, frankly, that spring tulips can bring to people. Once we got really clear on that, the storytelling just came naturally. It really was as easy as getting my phone out, walking around and talking to people about our farm. About what it's like to be a first-year grower, to have this this opportunity and challenge thrust on us, you know, bookended by I get to stand alone in my field. Now, Angela and I would drive around on the truck at the end of the day with a sunset and just pinch ourselves that this is the 1 year where we get to keep this to ourselves. So that was the upside. The downside is we had to figure out how to be able to farm again next year, just the economics of the whole thing.
I can certainly, it's interesting you use that phrase. I pinch myself every time. I have 114 acres, the most open land in suburban Boston West on my farm, and I pinch myself every time I walk up the driveway thinking, my God, I own this place. Well,
yeah,
the bank and I own the
many
place.
Of those. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So in looking into, I don't think we did a good job. Let me go back a little bit into how it was you bought it in the first place. What was the problem? Why was it for sale? Why didn't it thrive in its previous incarnation? Angela?
Well, it did well. The previous owners were in their 80s, and none of their children wanted to take over the farm. Mm-hmm. So it was as simple as that. And they really, really, so Rachel, one of our partners, and I went to the Tulip Festival Gala last year, which is kind of a kickoff to the Tulip Festival season. And the Degotes, who were the previous owners, spoke, and they said, you know, as you know, our farm is for sale, and we really want it to stay a tulip farm, and we want it to stay local, and we're just praying for a miracle. And, you know, Rachel and I looked at each other and we're like, well, we've never been a miracle before. and so we called Andrew that evening and we're like, we have to do this. We, you know, it was really something I always say, like, we felt called to it. You know, it sort of was one of those things that the farm called us to it. And it really is a dream come true. I mean, it's hard work. Everyone knows that's in farming, whether it's for a year or generations. But it's incredibly rewarding, and we all feel super lucky.
There are no accidents in life. Things happen because they
are no
supposed to happen.
Right.
And you guys are all together. I have five partners on my farm in Massachusetts, and we're doing something different. I run a dairy farm, been in existence for 256 years. But because of situation with government and big ag and pushing dairy guys out, I find myself looking in the mirror and thinking, I'm going to pay my mortgage. And my son and some of his friends came to the rescue, coming up with an idea to grow cannabis on the farm in an enclosed 100,000-square-foot facility. We now are one of three that hold a license for what they call Tier 11 growing. We're going to mix a lot of different things in the production of it. It only takes 3 acres of the farm, 114 are left. Nobody will know it's there. Nobody's paying any, you know, it's just it's there. And it pays off the mortgage and probably puts a couple of bucks in our pocket. But it's that kind of stuff, and you doing what you're doing, that will save these family farms that otherwise are jeopardized. And mine would have been a development, and out there, somebody would have probably plowed up all the tulips and grown corn or something. That's mm-hmm. you know, that's how things are going without people of conscience like you mm-hmm. and others who are trying to save this way of life, to save the farmland, to do all the things that are right. And that's really the whole philosophy of this program, the American Family Farmer. So let me talk some more to you about where we are now, where we're going in a matter of moments here. I need to order some bread, though. And so I went to the store and I bought a supposed gluten-free bread. A, it tastes like paper. And B, it really isn't gluten-free. They do these breads, but they do them in a facility where gluten, where wheat or other things, grains have been used. That doesn't happen when you order products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. E-B-A-N-S. Fabulous products. If you have any problem with celiac, or you just have gut problems, and that's really what we're going to be talking about here in a moment, the fact is that gluten creates, because of the preservative aspect of it, it creates upset in your tract with a lot of people. Millions of people have this. So they're the ones that start at Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, in order. But then they pass the stuff around, like I did with Jack and Mary when I visited them. And they, wow, these cookies, man, chocolate chip, yum. The cranberry walnut coconut oatmeal, yum. Peanut butter, yum. I like the white chocolate cherry oatmeal. The girls tease me on the DGV program because it's not really chocolate. But at any rate, it's great, and it's all done by Ebon's in a way that you will suffer no more. That's the bottom line. And when you order at Ebon's Bakehouse, look at the catalog of things. You can use the DJV code, about 15% off, I think. That's the discount, big discount. And it's all guaranteed. You'll love it or you get your money back. So why not try this for you, somebody in your family who has gluten intolerance, and then when you taste how good they are, everybody's going to want them. Just have to keep them refrigerated, that's all, because they have no preservatives. The cookies are yum. The breads are fab. Get them at Ebon's Bakehouse. Tell them Doug sent you. EbonsBakehouse.com. Check out with the DJV code for a big discount. You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details. N626.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back to our conversation, sort of wrapping up our focus on this fabulous opportunity these folks have taken. It really does make me feel good that people kind of look around and say, okay, we can do something about this. We can fix this. So let's talk about the actual work you're doing to promote. We've established that you don't have a festival this year, so you all got together. What's been the most successful way that you've made up the revenue or tried to make up the revenue from this festival? What's been the best way you've found so far in doing that?
So we sold a lot of bulbs. We're not a large retailer for tulip bulbs, but with the attention that we've been able to generate, we've been able to sell a lot of bulbs, and we sold quite a few tulips. You know, cut flowers are very seasonal. We only have about a six-week at most window on that. We sold a lot of bulbs that way, and we're excited about our app as well. Tulip Town 360 is a way that people can experience our farm, and we hope to be able to keep that connection with people for next year.
Tulip Town 360 is the app. Tulip Town 360. What about the bulbs? Do you have a specific, is there something known as the special Tulip Town bulb that is unique and nobody else is going to be able to hybrid their way into it?
We don't have a specific bulb, but we do have a mix that is by far our best seller on our website. So that was one thing that, again, through social media, I would always gravitate towards our mixed rose, and apparently that was well received with our customers. So that has outsold by a mile all of our other products.
Angela, how easy or hard is it to get help to work these? I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, the bulbs are kind of high maintenance. So we have luckily when we bought the farm, the two full time employees that have run the farm for years stayed on. So we have them to support us. And then we have a seasonal crew that comes in and helps, you know, harvest the bulbs and grade the bulbs and sort them. And, you know, then we have to get them on air and away from heat. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that we have to do throughout the summer until we plant again in the fall. So, you know, and throughout the pandemic, a lot of people were out of work. So, and we had a lot of friends and family that were incredibly critical to our success over, you know, this year. So we had a lot of volunteers come out and help us ship, help us pack flowers, you name it. So
I mean, just thankful that you are there. But your background certainly would lead one to believe that you're going to be very successful in figuring out web development and marketing and that sort of thing, which is the new world order when it comes to selling things like this. So for those of you who want to get more info, I guess you go to Tuliptown 360 for the app to order, but there's a lot of information online. This is Tuliptown is actually in the Mount Vernon area of Washington State, correct?
Yep.
So how far away from Seattle are you?
60 miles north of Seattle.
Well, I wish you well. This is an undertaking and a half, but I'm not a stranger to hard work, and neither are you, it sounds like. That's the way you got to look at it. You got to look at the fact you're saving something worthwhile, and it's worth hard work. So, again, thank you to Andrew Miller, who's the CEO, and Angela Spear, the COO of Tulip Farm. Tulip Town, I like that. Tulip Town and the Tulip Town Farm out in Washington State. Great example of how to work with something and make it worthwhile and to make it something for the generations. This is the American Family Farmer.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about our podcast, because a lot of people get bits and pieces of this program and they'd like to have more, or they'd like to have the opportunity to listen when it's convenient for them. So the pithy points come each week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent one brings news that independent grocery stores are looking for help from the feds. They're trying to compete on an even playing field with the huge grocery conglomerates. Only 20-25% of grocery stores are owned locally, and so we discuss that. And then we have a nice conversation with a lady named Brittany Obershiner, has a small farm here in Massachusetts where I am, has done great things with her husband and the people that she's working with. She's very dedicated. She had 5 years to find her way, and she's doing it. It's a good story about people doing small farms, and that's part of the what she's doing and how she's doing it. Maybe inspiration for some folks. Again, that's part of the mission here in the American Family Farmer. So find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Meanwhile, focus here on what we're doing to help the changing palate of Americans. I've been noticing a lot of things as people go to the farms around here, what kind of vegetables they want. You know, it used to be it was the staples, salad staples, radishes, onions, cucumbers, lettuce, that sort of stuff. And that makes a great summer salad. It makes a great salad any time of year, but there are a lot of other things that are going in. Sometimes people have fruit in them or different veggies. I kind of like carrots in mine. This is not to talk about what I'm eating. This is to talk about what other folks are looking for. They want protein in their salads. A lot of times you can go into a restaurant and they'll ask you, you want shrimp, you want chicken, you want salmon, you want beef on your salad. But people are conscious of what they're eating, or they want something cool this time of year. Now, in terms of cooking behavior, during the pandemic, nearly all of us probably cooked more than we had before.
and in ways that were different, long-lasting. And now are you enthusiastic about cooking for yourself? I think the important factor here in terms of cooking is how and what you cook. A lot of people buy different kinds, different grades of meat, for example. In the last year and a half, it's been the cheaper cuts. A lot of people are trying new cuts. A lot of people are trying new pork and lamb and veal and ribs and that kind of stuff. I've always been kind of a basic eater, and I don't eat meat, and I don't really eat chicken either, so I'm pretty much a fish guy, and I don't eat much of that, frankly. But I'm not the average person. The average person is consuming all of the things that have protein, because we're told, and people are listening, that we need more protein in our diet. I get mine from vegetables because I think about the veggies. And that's interesting. That's one of the changing things in terms of our palate. We are finding more veggies. There are 10 or 12 vegetables, you know, the obvious spinach and broccoli, the green leafy veggies. They give you protein. But then there are, you know, other things that you can research and you can grow if you get a little garden. I'm especially happy with my garden this year. It's really kind of cool. I didn't last year grow a garden, but this year, because there's so much stuff around, I can go to a couple of farms and get what I want. But I like watching things grow. That's part of the thing with me and my whole fascination with farming since I was a youngster. I've been around cows all my life, and one of the things that has kept me there is my fascination with the growth process, the animals and how they grow after the gestation period. We had a couple of lambs born on the farm this week, the little things, and they'll grow so fast. It's like, you know, again, you can apply that, I guess, to the veggies. What are you growing that's different, or what do you want that's different? What are people asking for when they go into restaurants? What are they asking for when they go into stores? If you look at the array of things that are available now versus what was available 2 years ago, you'll find that it has, in many instances, varied greatly. And if you're growing this stuff on your farm, you probably are paying attention. Somebody's telling you that they want different kinds of vegetables. Everybody knows kale has become a big thing, so grow more of that. Eggplant, people are growing more of that sort of thing. But it's kind of important as you plan. Most everybody's got all the stuff planted by now, but maybe some late plantings. Look around and see what people are telling you. Maybe you do a survey if you've got your own store, farm stand. Do a survey with your customers, CSA members, and ask them what they want that you don't have. How's that for an idea? I thought that's why I passed it along to you, because I thought it was a pretty good one. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.